Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today, written by James Banks, is titled Witness Marks. See that? The clock repairman pointed his flashlight beam on a small, fine mark roughly engraved inside the old grandfather clock he was working on in our home. Another repairman could have put that there almost a century ago, he said. It's called a witness mark, and it helps me know how to set the mechanism. Before the age of technical bulletins and repair manuals, witness marks were used to help the person making a future repair align moving parts with precision. They were more than just time-saving reminders. They were often left as a simple kindness to the next person doing the work. The Bible encourages us to leave our own witness marks as we work for God by serving others in our broken world. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Rome, "Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up." This is the example of our God who gives endurance and encouragement. It's about being a good citizen of both earth and heaven. Our witness marks may seem like small things, but they can make a vital difference in someone's life. An uplifting word, a financial gift to someone in need, and a listening ear. All are kindnesses that can leave a lasting impact. May God help you make a mark for Him in someone's life today. Now let's listen to the Apostle Paul's words. This is today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading. It's taken from the 15th chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 6. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, "The insults of those who insult you have fallen on me." For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Almighty Father, thank you for the loving kindness that you've shown us through your Son, Jesus. Please help us to reflect your love in even the smallest things that we do today. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.